Palisade Bulldog Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
And Nate Porter's brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. He's the coach of the Palisade Bulldogs. Nate Porter joins us. Good morning, Nate. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just got a little bit of the allergy, raspy throat stuff. So hopefully you can bear with me through our conversation this morning.
I was thinking you were talking about me. I've got the same thing going on.
It's running rampant all across the country, Nate, this whole allergy sore throat thing. Your team went down for spring break to Arizona, and kind of take me through what you feel like you learned about your ball club playing some really good competition down in Arizona.
Well, we took a beating for sure. I was talking to the kids and told them I think it's the second or third time in our since I've been there that we've been 10-run. You know, you learn so much from losses and playing against really good teams. The other teams were so disciplined and we weren't. One through nine, their kids were better every program we played, which was our intent from the beginning. But it exposes, you know, where we can get better because we can't, there's certain things you can't fix, but there's a lot of things you can. So discipline was one big one, playing with a lot of grit. The other team seemed to come out and really just know they were going to win, and they had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, which we were lacking. We threw some younger guys in the third game against Chandler and wanted to see how they would do, and we gave up 11 walks in five innings, which is just no different than 11 base hits, and it really gets your defense sleeping. So, there was a lot of really good things. Obviously disappointed with our record, but not disappointed at all making the decision to play the tougher teams early in the year.
Yeah, right now, unfortunately, on a four-game losing streak dating back to that 9-inning 5-4 loss to Golden before you went out to Arizona, lost to Moore Park, California, La Cueva out of Albuquerque, and then Chandler, Arizona. And you look at the scores, and like you said, you guys never get run ruled. But with your lineup with Brett Rosman, Josh Zotto, I mean, the guys that you have really good bats. Pitching was part of the problem, but also looked like you just struggled to score runs against those teams.
Yeah, we were having a hard time just, to be honest, we putting bat on the ball. And stringing together more than one or two hits was difficult. La Cueva was a fantastic team. They played tough and had a really good talk with their coach afterwards. He knows Jamie Hamilton real well and told me to tell Jamie hello and spoke real highly of him, of course, like most people do. We didn't hit. Defensively, we did okay. You know, catching, Brett had a pretty rough game, which is very uncharacteristic of him. But again, those are all good things to happen early on. I mean, you want it to happen in March, not May. So, yeah, I mean, I'm liking where we're at, but it was good to go down there and get thumped on a little bit.
Well, now back to the Valley. And coming up Wednesday night, you've got Grand Junction. Tigers are playing really well. Forsyth Espinoza in his first year as Grand Junction's head coach. Currently, they're hitting right now at 309. And when you look at their lineup, Will Applegate was an all-state player last year. I mean, Will's off to a good start at 333. But they've had some other guys like Landon Scarborough, who's been on a tear. He's hitting 435 for the Tigers right now. He's got 10 hits on the season. Also, Ben Coleman's off to a great start. He leads them with 10 RBIs, and Jay Satterfield's been good on the bump and also at the plate. He's got 9 ribbies right now. That lineup, even with Will Applegate, still hitting well for them, Nate, but those other guys are just really putting some quality swings on some pitches so far this season.
Yeah, I've watched Landon Scarborough play for the last, 10 years, dating back to Monument Little League, and I've always been a fan of his because he just plays – he plays with a chip on his shoulder and he plays tough. He's a good ball player all the way around. He runs pretty well also. They've got some good bats and hopefully we come out and we play our game and they see some pitching maybe that they haven't seen. I don't know who they've seen pitching wise. I haven't followed too closely, but I know that our guys are around the zone and we throw two or three pitches for strikes, and so I always feel good about going against any of our local teams because there's always that you know, there's always that competition that you have with your buddies that they grew up playing travel ball with. And so now they're buddies off the field, and hopefully on the field they're not so friendly to each other.
Exactly. Nate Porter, coach of the Palisade Bulldogs baseball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Getting back to Chase Satterfield, Chase has had a really good start to the season on the bump. He's 3-0. He's got an ERA under 2, 1.50 right now. Satterfield has been really, really good, and I don't know what how it lines up for Cy today. He's got Eagle Valley, of course, today, and then you guys coming up tomorrow. But Satterfield, Ben Coleman could be one of the two arms that you see, maybe Brett Wojtek coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, I would figure either Satterfield or Wojtek. You know, both of those guys have been there 1 and 2. I hope we face their number one, because, like I said, we want to play the best, because I'm worried about May. I'm not so much worried about March. You know, we talked earlier before that, you know, our Western Slope League is not our goal. Our goal is to finish top four. Everybody's goal is to win state, but to win state, you got to make it to that last weekend. So I hope we face their ace. And I've watched Jace play for a lot of years too. He's always been a really good athlete, good kid, good ball player. I've kind of enjoyed watching him over the years, because I've seen him play since he was 10 or 12 years old as well. So he's doing well. He's having a good year.
Nate Porter, Palisade Bulldogs baseball coach, with us on the team. And I would think, Nate, that after a rough road trip down to Arizona, I'm sure you guys had a lot of fun away from the ballpark, but, you know, some of the lessons that you learned from that to snap this losing streak you're on, to get a team like Grand Junction, a Valley rival, the kind of game it's maybe just what the doctor ordered, playing good competition, but a Valley team, as you mentioned, these kids know each other. They probably played against each other at some point in their youth baseball careers. This is probably the right recipe for your ball club to maybe start a winning streak.
Yeah, you know, I look at the schedule ahead of time, and we try and balance our pitching with who we're playing. And I'm excited to play Junction on Wednesday or tomorrow. It's hard to say how the kids are going to come out. All I can do is prepare them the best I can, and the other coaches, you know, getting their heads a little bit. And, you know, as far as the Arizona trip goes, we had some fun. We went down to ASU, and Coach Rowling got us a tour of the facilities there, and it was just an awesome facility, and they treated us, you know, like gold members. It was pretty cool. Then we got a spring training game that we went in. We got some tickets and went to a spring training Mariners A's game, which was great. That Coach Carone, our new hitting coach, was able to get us because his best friend plays for Seattle. So we did have a break, but in our Arizona trip, we did a lot of character development talking. And I've told you before, if we can focus on character, it's going to roll over into success. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that come to fruition, to be honest with you. So... I'm hoping that tomorrow these guys come out with their hair on fire a little bit.
Nate Porter, coach of Palisade Bulldogs baseball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. It's obviously not been the kind of start you're hoping for, 2-6 right now, Nate, but maybe a player or two that has surprised you in a positive way to start out the season, and what you like what you've seen from fill in the blank, maybe a couple of guys or a guy for you.
Hunter Howard's the first one that comes to mind. Freshman, played, you know, starting point guard for Coach Hitchcock at Palisade Varsity. He came into my office about 5 years ago and told me that he was going to start varsity as a freshman. And I hear that all the time from these kids. And I said, yeah, well, you know, good luck. We'll see. And he comes out, and he has just been a gamer. I mean, the kid we faced in Golden was topped out at 94. He got two knocks off of him, two legit knocks off of him. Timed up his fastball in the on deck circle and just smoked the ball to left center, one hop defense, and then hit a hard line drive over the shortstop set or in the 5-6 hole, another at bat. So Hunter Howard's been a very pleasant surprise. I knew he was a good athlete, but he stepped up mentally as well. Defensively, he's doing well. Garrett Draper, he didn't throw real great against Chandler, Arizona, but he didn't have a whole lot of help either. So he's one that his work ethic has been kind of a knight in shining armor type guy that you want to pay attention to, because he works hard and he cares. And he throws strikes too most of the time. So, but I would say Hunter's probably been our biggest surprise, and and the other, there's another freshman, Dylan Larson. He's come out and he really competes. He competes well. So I'm excited to see what these guys have for the next few years for us, because I like the way they play and their heads in the game. So hope that answers your question.